More than 30 people in the city of Spokane are certified to raise goats after the city council approved an urban farming rule 1 year ago. City dwellers are raising chickens and roosters, too, and code enforcers say, so far, so good. You know the stereotype of goats. Loud, smelly, quick to escape fences, but so far those problems have been manageable thanks to education and owner creativity. I went to a backyard farm in northwest Spokane to check it out. Janice Swaggerty actually teaches the certification class for goat owners through WSU County Extension.
It's cumulative. So what I have is 2 goats, 3 chickens. Okay, so
is that the max? That
no, I could have 2 more chickens.
She has taken the first year to work out the kinks alongside Pat Muntz, who oversees urban farming at the county extension.
And so we kind of learned together because she had farm experience, and I'm not an animal specialist by any means. And she transferred her farm experience to, you know, growing in the city.
If and when there is an odor, noise, or other livestock problem, there are basically 3 groups who enforce the rules: the city code enforcement office, scraps, animal control officers, and of course, neighbors. Let's start with code enforcement, where Suzanne Tresco is a supervisor.
I can't recall getting a complaint on a loud goat. If only the rooster, and it's not necessarily that it's loud, it's just that it's doing what roosters do too early in the morning.
We'll come back to roosters and other animal laws in a moment. Tresco says they do receive complaints, but not a big volume. She says people have had concerns about animals getting loose or someone having too many, but overall, goats have been well received.
Who knew? It's kind of fun, really. It's interesting, the care and concern that people have for these animals out there that I'm really happy to see.
Code enforcement regulates how people follow the city ordinance. Per Spokane City law, residents can raise 1 small goat, sheep, or pig per 2,500 square feet of land and 1 chicken per 1,000 feet, or a combination like Janice Swaggerty. You can raise a rooster or peacock if you live in a residential agricultural zone. Scraps monitors animal welfare and got trained this May on livestock specifics. Pat Muntz says they look for proper fencing, shelter from sun or winter cold, the size of pen, etc.
But it is all complaint-driven. So in a sense, that's good because we put our city employees out where we need to, but we're not creating a whole other layer of bureaucracy to manage the system.
Now to the neighbors.
The first goats we had were way too loud. They were like 4-month-old babies. Possibly it could have been different if we had had an adult and a baby, et cetera, et cetera.
Swaggerty is among city farmers who have received complaints, but says she's found solutions to the problems. First, they had to buy several different goats before they found quiet ones with good temperament. Then, neighbors next door complained they could smell the pen, especially on windy days.
I felt so bad, you know, and they were so patient with it. You know, although John yelled at me once, you know, he's like, I just can't take this anymore. You know? So I was just left ignorant because of the way the wind blew.
She moved the pen to the other end of the yard, and now when the wind blows, the odor is in her yard, not next door. Now there's a nice balance in her backyard. 3 egg-laying hens, a doe who produces a gallon of milk a day, and a male kid.
So I feed milk to the dogs, I feed milk to the chickens, we drink milk, we bake with milk, and we make cheese.
And the kid can do tricks. Janice's daughter Katie taught the young goat to jump small hurdles and pull a cart. He'll even pull it down the street with Katie sitting in it.
So it's like I have reins here because I slowly taught him to do reining.
Because, you know, talk to your neighbors before you get the goats. You haven't just temporarily gone insane. It's actually legal now.
The next goat certification class will be July 15th at 6 p.m. at the WSU County Extension. People need to sign up in advance. And Munt says they're waiting for enough people to call about sheep or miniature pigs before they can offer those courses. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.